This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's meet our guest of honor.
All right. And this week it's actor Alison Brie. She played Pete Campbell's long-suffering wife Trudy on the hit drama Mad Men and straight-laced Annie Edison on the cult sitcom Community. But this month, she takes on a very different starring role in the Netflix series Glow.
That's right. Brie plays Ruth Wilder, a struggling actress in the 80s who joins an all-women's pro wrestling league. In this clip, she auditions before the league's sleazy director, played by Marc Maron.
Ruth Wilder. Looks like you.
Yeah, it's a headshot.
Oh, Strindberg. Who the is that?
Oh, it's a
I'm kidding. I know who Strindberg is. I'm not an idiot. So what are you, like a real actor?
Yeah. Done a bunch of plays in Omaha at a little spot called the Blue Barn Theater. Mm. I did a film a few years back. I've also done extensive mask work and clowning workshops. How much acting will there be on this show?
As opposed to what?
Hair pulling.
Spoiler alert, Ruth gets the part and becomes a Russian villain in the ring. When we spoke, I told Alison I'd read this was her dream role. True?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you may have read it anywhere I've spoken aloud. It was a total dream job.
Why?
Well, it just checked every box. If I was thinking about the kind of work I wanted to do, whether it was in TV or film, it's a comedy, it's a period piece, it has, you know, elements of drama, the characters have a lot of depth, the writing has a lot of nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, we get to wrestle. It's like it's like the action movie I've always wanted to do while we were shooting it. I kept being like, this is my action movie. This is my superhero moment.
Uh-huh. Instead of waiting to be in the Expendables franchise, which I'm sure would have you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I figured I would also do that, yes.
But this is an early foray into the action genre.
Yeah, so that by the time I do Expendables 10, people are like, oh yeah, this makes sense because she was like a wrestler way back when.
That's right. She was in Glow. Well, did you have to body slam the casting director? How did it work?
No, did not. But I did wear spandexy kind of workout clothes, and
right.
I wore no makeup because I thought the impression I was getting was that they thought I was not edgy enough, or I was like a little too polished, I think, based on seeing me as Annie and Trudy.
Yeah.
So I really wore no makeup and had my hair back in a bun and just was in tight workout clothes, and I had to do like a brief little sort of wrestling character improv moment that we got to do. And so anyway, I did that.
Well, congratulations for getting the part.
Thank you. I cried.
So one of the interesting things about the show is that there are two types of acting going on.
Definitely.
There's your character Ruth, who is this well-written, complicated protagonist in the modern kind of cable tradition.
Yeah.
And then there is her wrestling persona, which is just this over-the-top villain battling a hero in this kind of very simplistic old-world style. As
yes.
an actor, do you prefer one of those modes over the other?
I mean, you really hit the nail on the head in terms of what was so fun about working on this show. It's like the actor's dream of getting to exercise both muscles, you know, that teeny tiny muscle of hitting all that nuance and, you know, something that to me is very reminiscent of working on Mad Men, where it's all about what's not being said and what's you're reading between the lines. And then you get to get in the ring and it really reminds me of theater school. Kind of, you know, it's like the most extreme stage you could be on, and you're fueled by people booing at you or cheering for you. In my case, booing.
Yes.
Usually booing.
I will neuter all your pet dogs and fill your swimming pools with borscht.
I think the other dynamic to that, which is cool and interesting and was so fun to play with, was that when we're in the ring, on the one hand, it is this huge black and white thing, good versus evil. And, you know, then there's a layer underneath that that's like, well, now we've worked on these moves. Our characters are just learning how to be these wrestling characters. At what stage of that are they in? And then there's a deeper level of oh, my gosh, these characters have a real complicated relationship, but a real human connection. And in the ring is the only place where they can actually look each other in the eye and touch each other and
brilliant.
Be close.
It's a brilliant feat of writing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't know if brilliant might be too strong, but it's really cool.
I don't think it's too strong.
It's hard to watch this and not kind of wonder about the parallels this has with Mad Men. They're both period dramas. Mm-hmm. They both have ensemble casts. You obviously have a much bigger role in this one, but what were some of the other differences about making this show?
Well, to start out, you know, Mad Men was primarily a drama, and this is primarily a comedy. So I think that just in tone, the tone on set couldn't have been more different. And I wasn't, you know, I would pop into Mad Men and I would do a day when I worked on an episode. So I'm not, you know, the one to tell you like exactly what it was like on set all day, every day. But for me, when I was there, it was very focused. And, you know, everyone is jovial and sweet, but you were really focused on the work. And on Glow, it just was so loud. All the women, we were very rambunctious. We would often just get in the ring and start stretching or start practicing moves. It was just like the physical aspect of the show was present all the time. Also, this is a show that's run by women. Liz Flahive and Carly Mensch created the show. They EP the show. They write. We had an all-female writers' room, save one, one guy. More than half the episodes were directed by women.
Most of the cast?
Yeah. All of the cast, except for Marc Maron and Chris Lowell.
How does that change? Yeah.
It was very cool. It was very different. And this is not to single out Mad Men. I would say it was very different from any other job I've worked on in that respect. Everyone just felt so comfortable and free. It sounds so cliche to use the word safe, as like a safe environment, but it's so seldom. I don't know that it had even really occurred to me how much women and actresses are so constantly under the male gaze. I mean, especially in this profession, even when it's not super obviously in your face, it is ever present. And it was not present here. There was never a moment where we were being sexualized in any way. And it was like women ran the set. I've never felt more comfortable on a set or more confident or more like myself, able to kind of. It was just very freeing.
The director, Paul Feig, came by a couple weeks ago, and he writes primarily female-led movies these days.
He's familiar with the the female-run set.
And he talked about how, as a male director, he often relies on his female colleagues to help kind of create better performances. And it sounds like Glow cut the middleman out in some sense, and it opened up your performances.
Absolutely. Because, you know, again, everybody just felt safe and empowered, I think, and emboldened to put themselves out there. And it was important because we were putting ourselves out there in every way you could imagine, physically and emotionally and all that stuff.
Getting back to the Mad Men parallels for a second, Glow does feature a reunion between you and Rich Sommer, a.k.a. Harry Crane. and without spoiling it, I'll just say Mad Men fans should tune in for it.
I think it's the reunion that all Mad Men fans have been waiting for.
But they should also be warned. Frankly, I still a little rattled from witnessing it.
I'm glad. Thanks. That we could traumatize you in a small way right out of the gate.
Alison Brie, her new show is called GLOW. That stands for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, by the way, which was a real organization.
Of course.
You can catch that show on Netflix now.